So that's Harley. This is brother Triumph.
It's a sunny March day at Krablunik, and new owners Danny and Gina Phillips are walking through the kennel. The dog next to us, Harley, has a classic husky build and an outgoing personality. He's on a tether, or a chain, attached to the ground just below his doghouse. Danny Phillips explains how it works.
It's 6'2". He has his porch and his doghouse. And he has a circle. I tell people it's basically like a 12-foot round teepee would be the same.
Tethers are regulated by the state of Colorado to make sure the chains don't hurt the animals. These details prevent the dogs from getting tangled up with each other or objects nearby and require the chain to move freely with the animal. Again, Danny Phillips.
So that's part of humane tethering is we check the chains. We're constantly working and making sure that the chains are at the right lengths.
Like digging out the end of the chains when there's lots of snow. Phillips says having the dogs in their own space helps them and has been a part of sled dog training for a really long time.
These guys are they're working animals and they need time to get away from everything else and just to be able to relax and enjoy who they are. It's been thousands of years in breeding and never in these bloodlines has there been a domesticated dog.
Animal advocates have raised questions about tethering at Krablunik. Former owner Dan McEachin faces animal abuse charges. He sold the business to the Phillips recently. Lee Vogel is with the nonprofit group Voices for the Krablunik Dogs. She's kept a close eye on Colorado's animal regulations called the Pet Animal Care and Facilities Act, or PACFA.
Our concerns for tethering is that PACFA does not require a certain amount of time off tether in the off season.
It does require an exercise plan that's signed off by a veterinarian, which the new Krablunik owners have done. Vogel supports many of the changes made there so far, but believes it's crucial to make sure those improvements continue, like adding more time for the dogs to run free.
The best way to remedy that is for the new Krablunik owners, in support by Snowmass Village Town Council, to have in writing what the off-season exercise plan will be.
The Phillips plan to have their dogs off-tethered twice a week this summer, like they did at the end of the last off-season. They do what's called a free run, letting 15 dogs at a time scramble around a large section of the property. It took a while to get there. Gina Phillips.
We probably trialed 30 dogs at least and found 15 that were successful together. So it took 15 other dogs that didn't work out in that situation.
She explains those variables mean they're unsure how long it could take to get all of the dogs off leash more than twice a week in the summer. For her part, Vogel agrees it could take a while to get where dogs are off tether more often. But in the big picture, she believes it would benefit Snowmass Village and Krablunik's reputation to have more dogs stretching their legs sooner rather than later.
It seems that possibly within a year, new fencing can be built and the new owners can take time to see which dogs get along with which dogs.
So tension remains between the longtime advocacy group Voices for the Krablunik Dogs and the new owners. Seth Saxon is squarely in the middle of the conflicting perspectives. He's worked at a sled dog kennel in the past.
And I am the executive director of the Aspen Animal Shelter.
Saxon was one of many who submitted comments to Snowmass Town Council about how Krablunik should be run. His letter recognized the concerns of both animal advocates and the new owners.
And I really do believe that they are working hard to make these changes and to get them off their tethers and to exercise them and socialize them.
And he knows it could take a while to do that as much as the new owners and advocates want to.
It is difficult because Danny and Gina are not operating with unlimited funds, and it takes money to build enclosures. It takes money to have employees to supervise the dogs. It takes money to pay vet bills when the dogs get in fights.
But on the other hand, he too believes it's better for the dogs to be off tether more frequently in the off season.
I do believe that the positive of the dog's quality of life being enriched outweighs the negatives.
Snowmass Village officials will have to decide whether to put additional tethering requirements in the land lease or let the new Krablunik owners feel it out. The lease will be finalized once the animal cruelty charges against the previous owner are resolved. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.